Welcome to Turn the Volume Up. I'm your host, Susan Hay, and I'm here to guide you in living a soul-led life and to help you bring your business into alignment so you can embrace your peaceful profits era. This is a no gatekeeping activation portal where we merge the power of energetics with the predictability of rolling your sleeves up and working smarter. Each week, I'll bring you many trainings for scaling with less stress, along with elevated conversations on becoming the most magnetic you. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Turn the Volume Up. I have a new series that I want to roll out, and we'll see how it goes, but I think I'm going to call this series Miracle Miles, Downloads from an Enchanted Forest in Georgia. I don't know if that's going to stick, but what I do know is that there is a practice that I adopted several years ago, and it's really compounded into probably the most important part of my day. And I want to share that with you for you to better understand what this new series is going to be all about. But you know, I used to do these quickie insights, which were these fast little episodes with just kind of thoughts or things that could help you in your business and in your days. And so I see this as almost being the same thing. But when I, a couple years ago, I started a practice of taking gratitude walks. They weren't for my health or to look different or to burn calories. It was just freedom. Honestly, at the root of it, it was freedom for me to be able to go outside and take a walk in the middle of the day or the beginning of the day or the end of the day or really whenever I wanted to just be outdoors. And I really kind of have stuck with that habit probably since about 2020. And then when we moved to Georgia, I feel like I've really dropped into this practice much more. Now, the difference these days is back in Colorado, I used to always have like a podcast plugged into my ear. And then towards our final days in Colorado, I really started listening to like some of the playlists that I had created. So it was more music. But oftentimes we can be influenced without even knowing it. And I think we also have just gotten so used to, in this modern day world, consuming and having noise at all times. I mean, if you think about going into a store, there's typically music playing. I mean, everywhere we go, there's something plugged into our ears. And so I really, over the last, I would say 3 months, have really committed to my miracle miles, is what I call them, being steps of stillness, steps of serenity, steps of quiet. And I don't want to like mislead you. There are times where I want to listen to a podcast. There are times where I go for a walk and my kids are with me and it's not serenity at all. But I would say 5 days a week, at least for an hour of my walk, it's me just in my own thoughts. And one of the thoughts that really came to me in my Miracle Miles last week is kind of taking me back to something from 2023 that I want to share with you. Now, in 2023, I was basically had been dealing with, since 2019, an autoimmune disorder that was creating a lot of bladder pain for me. And so in 2023, I had finally reached like this place of like, I can't do this anymore. I am in so much discomfort every single day. The doctors don't have any answers. They're offering me solutions like taking a medication that could potentially make me blind. And that doesn't really seem like the option that I want to go with. And so I had connected with this gal locally in Colorado. Her name's Carissa Cutler. Highly recommend her, who basically walked me through an autoimmune protocol. Okay. And this autoimmune protocol was a healing journey. It was 90 days, and I did it basically in the middle of summer, no alcohol. I mean, basically peeled back a lot of the things in my diet to this very, not only very clean diet, but a diet that was had a lot of things not in it and a certain way of eating so that I wasn't spiking my blood sugar. And so during this AI protocol, what was so interesting was, you know, there was no sugar, There was, everything was Whole Foods, which I love now. This is the way I eat. Everything was Whole Foods. But what happened in this process of eliminating things from my diet is I remember finding a recipe, an AI recipe that was like a fruit crumble, which by the way, I'm going to tell you, I still make this today every week. It's that good. But it's basically cherries, black cherries and peaches is how I make it. And then the crumble that you put on top is cassava flour. It's unsweetened coconut. It's coconut oil. It's a little maple syrup, a few other things. And it bakes up into this like crispy shell on top. It's so delicious. But I remember about a month into stripping all these things out of my diet, making this recipe and having that first bite. And I was like, whew, if this is not the best thing that I have ever tasted in my life, I don't know what is. And it was so interesting to me because it was almost like my taste buds needed to go through a reset. And I remember a couple months after that eating like sugar for the first time. I ate like the healthy Skittles, the organic version, and it was so sweet. But before I went into that protocol, if you had handed me a couple of organic Skittles, that's not what I would have said. I wouldn't have said like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. If you had handed me that berry crumble, I wouldn't have said, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever tasted in my life. I would have been like, yeah, it's good. And I was out on a walk one day and I realized that that's kind of what stillness is like. And this moving to Georgia and spending, you know, 3 months in stillness and pulling back the things that I had relied so much on, like podcast episodes, phoning a friend, you know, consuming a new course, by pulling those things back, it's almost like the reset that I did on my taste buds inside of that AI protocol, I did on my inner GPS. By getting into stillness and removing all of the distractions, all of the noise, I allowed myself to recalibrate my inner GPS. And what happened and what has happened and continue to happen is that inner wisdom that's inside of all of us has really started to get loud. But the problem was I couldn't hear it before because the external noise that I was creating for myself was overshadowing my internal voice. And I share this because one of the most beautiful things that I never saw coming in this move to Georgia has been really learning to fall in love with spending time with myself and deepening that relationship that I have with myself. And I think that there may be some people that don't even finish listening to this episode, or there may be some people that listen to this episode and don't understand it. And they're like, I don't get it. Susan, you've gone weird. Get back to business content because this is not helpful. And my hope is that someday this message will make its way to you because a life of fulfillment, a life of joy, a life of prosperity, a wealthy and rich life begins when we can sit in the stillness and not only be comfortable with it, but revel in it, find joy in it. And so I wanted to share this story with you today and just this thought around recalibrating to the stillness that has so much magic inside of it. And for you, that might look like starting with some Miracle Miles yourself, or it might be taking a look around at how much noise you have created in your life and looking at how you could maybe start to break that up and just create little pockets, just little pockets. I'm not saying go from nothing to, you know, being a master of this, but start small. Maybe it's a 10-minute walk for you each day. I mean, this is like some of the advice that I've given to some of my top clients recently, clients that are running, you know, million-dollar businesses, clients who are building million-dollar businesses, clients who are, you know, really crushing it, who have it all figured out on paper, but are looking to get more joy, find more fulfillment in it all. And anyways, it starts with us getting quiet. It starts with us, you know, recalibrating to that stillness so that that inner intuition, that inner wisdom, and that GPS can really come through and be heard. And I promise you, you will not regret making this a practice in your life. So let me know what you think about Miracle Miles. Thoughts, downloads from an enchanted forest in Georgia, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Turn the Volume Up. I'm so incredibly grateful for your support and for the downloads each week. I just have one favor to ask, and that is, if you haven't already left a 5-star review, would you please take 20 seconds to go leave that review for me? It really increases the rankings of the show and allows this content to get out to more people like you who are looking for these types of resources and tools. And as always, if you share this out on social media, please be sure to tag me. I always want to send some gratitude and love your way for all of the support.